welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, August 13, 2013. The Israeli army continues to arrest West Bank civilians and the government approves more illegal settlements. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli government approved on Tuesday the construction of 940 new homes in the illegal Israeli settlement of Gilo, south of occupied Jerusalem. According to Israeli news sources, the plan of construction was submitted to the Israeli municipality of Jerusalem last year, and that the municipality approval was only the first step to start the construction. On Sunday, the Israeli government approved another 1,200 new homes for settlers to be built in West Bank settlements and Jerusalem. All Israeli settlements in the West Bank and Jerusalem are illegal according to international law, as it is built on lands occupied by Israel in 1967. Elsewhere, Israeli trucks were seen on Tuesday dumping garbage in the streets of Al-Bira town near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. The local municipality said in a press release that this will increase the problems for the residents, as Israel decided to close the garbage dump of the town last week. The dump is located near the illegal settlement of Beit Il. On Monday, the residents organized a protest against the army closure of the dump. In other news, the Israeli Solidarity Foundation for Human Rights have reported on Tuesday that dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya and kidnapped two brothers. It also stated that the army kidnapped 30 Palestinians in the past 2 days. In a statement released on Tuesday, the foundation said that the soldiers kidnapped on Tuesday at dawn two brothers from Qalqilya city in northern part of the West Bank. The foundation said that the army has kidnapped 30 Palestinians in the past 2 days and that the arrests are part of the ongoing Israeli violations against the Palestinians in occupied territories. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, August 13 News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Shem Muslon White and me, Ghassan Bannoura.